This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am appreciating how God creates great works within us. Recently, a dear friend was sharing how one of the Be Moments had touched him. He said, "Person's life has two significant events, the day that they're born and the day that they discover their life's purpose," meaning what God wants us to do and how He wants us to serve Him. But while I appreciated his compliment, it wasn't long ago that I was really clueless about what my life's work was going to be about. All I had was a feeling that something was missing, that I should be doing something more or something different, but I couldn't tell you what that was. And sometimes being in this quandary, would leave me feeling so low. It's like, well, wait a minute. If I'm having such a difficult time figuring things out for myself, I might want to believe that God wants to use me, but how can He when things don't seem to be on course in my own life? But what I have learned is it is in this place of nothingness, when we just throw our hands up in despair, that we really see the imprint of God's hands. It's just when we think nothing is happening that God is creating a great work in us. And the words that I use to inspire me are, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless, empty, and dark, and the Spirit of God was hovering over it." Genesis 1:1-2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember the beauty God can create from a dark place.